1 Samuel chapter number 1, if you have your place, won't stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God. But it says, now there was a certain man of Ramathaim, Zoham, of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, and son of Jehoam, son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuth, and Ephrathite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Paniah. And Paniah had children, and Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priest of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peniel his wife, and to all his sons and her daughter portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou, why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Then Eli the priest sat upon a seat by the post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaiden and remember me, and not forget thine handmaiden, but wilt give unto thine handmaiden a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah said, answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit, and have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out mine soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaiden for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord, and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child is weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord, and there abide forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou have weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with 3 bullocks and 1 ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought them unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I ask of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. And he worshiped the Lord there. I want to preach today on this Mother's Day, if the Lord will be my help, on a God-fearing mom. A God-fearing mom. We see the story here, and we see Hannah, and she's the wife of Elkanah, And he had two wives. He had Peninnah, which was she was a woman that was blessed, and said that she had sons and daughters that she had had with Elkaniah. And then we see Hannah, who said she was barren. And we've seen that, Peninnah, she provoked Hannah. I guess teased her and made fun of her because she was barren, because she didn't have any children. Amen. And even see a husband that didn't really understand what was going on. He didn't understand why Hannah was so sad. Amen. But she was grieved in her heart because she desperately wanted to have children, and she had none. And we see the story here as it plays out, and we see the Hannah, and we see the desire that she has. I wonder how many times in this world, in this life we go through, and we have desires that we have, that you and I have, maybe not so much a desire for children, but maybe a desire for something else that we feel like we had need of, or something we just can't do without, seems like. Amen? And we all have those, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's okay to have desires and want things, praise the Lord. But you know, we got to trust the Lord and ask God to help us in all things. Everything that we have, everything we need, we need to ask God and just see where we fit in His plan, and we might need to make sure that we fit in His plan. Amen? That we're not trying to fit Him into our plans. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we see this thing playing out, and we see the time of the sacrifice when they would go up, as it talks about here in the first of the chapter, and they go up to the temple to worship, and he offers these sums to his wives that they could go up to make offerings, for themselves, and he offers these offerings he gives to Peninnah and to her his wife and to their sons and her daughters, and he offers up to Hannah the same thing. He offers up this offering as a blessing, a portion. But the Bible says in verse number 5 that unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, or a better portion. Amen. Praise God. He said, because before he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. Amen. But I want to say, because she couldn't have children, it didn't change the love that Elkaniah had for his wife. Amen. He still loved her, praise God, and she was a blessing unto him. I think Hannah was a praying woman. We know she was. She was a woman that feared God. Amen. And she was bringing her supplications for it, that she had unto the Lord, and asking the Lord for help. I want to say this morning, authority, word of God, if you need some help, you can ask God for help, and He'll help you. Amen. We see Hannah. Now, notice first of all, we see the pain that she had. She desperately wanted a son. She desperately desired a son. Tells us in chapter number 11, and she said, she says in the middle of the verse here, says, "But wilt give unto thine handmaid a man child?" She said, "I would just love, Lord, to have a man child." And so her pain, she was pained because she was barren. She was pained because she felt like she was a disappointment to others. And if we ain't careful, we get caught up in the same scenario. We don't see ourselves as sufficient to meet the needs. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven. When it seems like nobody else loves you, He loves you. I want to say the Lord Jesus Christ loves each and every one of you enough that He gave Himself for you on the cross of Calvary. Praise God, so many, many years ago. And I want to say, even today in 2023, He still loves you just as much as He loved you back then.
Amen.
You say, "Well, preacher, I wasn't even born then. How did He love me?" Praise God. He loved you before the foundation of the world. Amen. He knew that you would be here. Amen. In this world, on this earth. Let me just go a little further than that. Jesus knew that you'd be here in this church this morning.
Amen.
Amen. He knew that you would be here this morning, praise God, to come together with His people. But we see the pain that we have, and sometimes we feel like we're not wanted, but Hannah wanted a son so desperately. Amen. Praise the Lord. But she was so pained because her womb was shut up. She couldn't have children. Amen. And it just broke her heart because of that. But then not only was that she wanted a son so desperately, and her womb was shut up to where she couldn't have some, but then there was the words that was said to her. And they were said in comfort. I know they were. Because Elkanah, her husband, said to her, he asked her, said, "Hannah, why weepest thou?" In verse 8. "And why eatest thou not?" He was concerned about her. You know what that is? That's true love. Amen. True love helps us to have concern for others. We live in a world today that's so caught up in self and selfishness. You know, we worry about me and what I want. But if we ain't very careful, we don't ever take in consideration what others want or what they may need. Amen. But he said, "Why is thy heart grieved?" So he saw that there was something that was really bothering his wife. He saw that there was something that was troubling her to the very fiber of her being. He knew and saw that her heart was grieved. And he says, "Am I not better to thee than 10 sons?" He said, "What could 10 sons do for you that I haven't done for you? How could 10 sons love you any more than I have loved you? Could they support you any more than I have supported you?" Amen. Those were intended to be words of comfort. Amen. To Hannah, as she was going through this ordeal, as she was being provoked and she was agitated and her heart was broken because she felt like she was just not quite sufficient to meet the needs. But God began to bless and God began to move and said that she rose up in Shiloh and she went before the priest in the temple of the Lord to make her supplication. Amen. So we see the pain that she was in, her pain, and we see the prayer that she prayed. Now I want to say, Hannah, when she prayed from her heart. Amen. Verse number 11, verse number 10, she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. Amen. She prayed from her heart to the Lord. I want to tell you, when heartfelt prayer reaches the throne of grace. When we pray from our heart, a lot of times we pray, but we pray from our head. Amen. I said, a lot of times we pray, but we pray from our head. It's just thoughts and we just spew them out like a volcano. Amen. But when we truly pray from our heart and we acknowledge God and His goodness and His mercy and we talk to Him because we know that He wants to hear from us because He is our Heavenly Father. We see God begin to manifest Himself in us and when we come to Him with a contrite heart and a broken spirit, amen, and we come to Him, praise God, with tears and weeping, God hears and answers those prayers. So we see her desire. We see her pain. We see her prayer that she prayed from her heart. Amen. And she prayed unto the Lord. Asked God to help her, to minister to her, to give her her heart's desire. To touch her in a way that she had never been touched before, praise God. Because she needed some help. Amen. From the Lord. Not only did she pray from her heart, but she prayed for help. She prayed for God to help her. I want to say tonight, the Bible says, if we pray believing, we shall receive. If there's anyone in the sound of my voice today and you need some help from the Lord, praise God, He promised He'd help you. Amen. Hey, he's not a person here today, amen, in this auditorium that God won't help you if you ask Him. He said, if we pray believing, we shall receive. What do we got to believe in? We got to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We got to trust Him as our Lord and Savior. We got to trust Him, praise God, that He is the Lord and Savior, that He has promised to be our ever-present help, even during a time of trouble. We're living in troublesome times. They're all around us today. But if we pray and ask God to help us, if we pray sincere prayers from our heart, and we ask God for help, you know, when we do that, we come to the end of ourselves and realize we can't do it no more. That we're not sufficient within ourselves, praise God, and we begin to ask the Lord to help us. Amen. With sincerity, ask Him to help us, to move upon us, to give us that we need. And Hannah prayed to God in a bitter soul. She prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. Amen. I believe she rung the prayer bells of heaven. I believe she got God's attention. You say, preacher, I prayed for certain some things. I prayed for salvation for my kids and my children. I prayed for this. I prayed for that. It just don't seem like it's a working. Praise God. Well, I say this morning, just keep praying. Pray, believe, and praise God, and you shall receive. We just got to keep praying. We got to keep asking God. I told you a story. My cousin, I prayed for him for over 20 years, but he got saved, born again by the marvelous grace of God. Amen. Don't give up, praise God. Don't give in, because that's what the devil would like us to do. But in God's time he'll move upon your life and he'll do for you. You say, preacher, if I want to get saved, is it going to take me 20 years? I know when God Almighty convicts your soul, shows you you're no lost sinner. As the Bible said, we've all sinned to come short of the glory of God. And we ask the Lord Jesus to forgive us our sins because he died for our sins on Calvary.
Amen.
He'll come marvelously save you by the marvelous grace of God right now, quick, fast, and in a hurry. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible said today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
Today's the day to get saved. Today's the day to begin to believe on Lord Jesus Christ to the saving of your soul. Praise his name. So we see her pain. We see her prayer. She asked for help. Praise God from the Lord. And we see her promise that she made. Praise God. In this verse, there's so many things. In verse 11, it said she vowed a vow. And said, O Lord of hosts, if thou would indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me. Amen. And not forget thine handmaiden. Give unto thy handmaiden a man child. She said, Lord, if thou wilt. Amen. Now listen to what she says. She said, then will I give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. Amen. She says, Lord, if thou wilt. Lord, if you will. She said, then I will. Amen. She said, Lord, if you will, then I will. Amen. She made a vow to the Lord. You know, it's better not to make a vow than to make a vow and break it. Ecclesiastes 5:5 says this. He said, better is it that thou shouldest not vow than thou shouldest vow and not pay. Amen. Hey, we better not be making a vow to God, making God promises if we ain't going to keep them. Amen. Because God expects, if we make a promise to God, we ask God for something, we make promise to God, we better keep our part of the deal. Amen. Praise God. If we make a vow, I know many, many times we'll say, Lord, if you'll just do this, amen. If you'll just do it, Lord, if you'll just give us a child, if you'll just give us a healthy young, Lord, then we'll do this and we'll do that and I'll do this. And we better keep our vow to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God will do his part. But we have to do our part. She made a promise to God. Amen. He said, preacher, I just don't understand that. Praise God, I do. She said, Lord, said, I know what you're able to do. Lord, I'll tell you what I'll do if you'll do that. So I love you, and because I love you, I'm gonna. I promise, if you'll give me that man child, she said, I make a vow that I'm gonna give him to you all the days of his life. Amen. That I'm gonna commit him unto thee. Praise the Lord. So we see her promise, but then we see the pleasure that she has in that promise. But, amen. Verse 13, we see what takes place. She's praying. And then it says, now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved. Now, you got to remember, something's taking place here that was rare for an Israelite or Hebrew. When they went to the temple and they went in to pray, Brother Bill, when they prayed out loud.
Amen.
Not only was their lips moving, but words was coming out. I mean, they would pray out loud and they would talk to God. They wasn't ashamed of the Lord. Amen. Oh me. They wasn't ashamed of the Lord, praise God. They wasn't ashamed to just verbally speak out and speak up and pray and talk to God. You know what's wrong with the world today, praise God? Well, I think about 2/3 of the church family, praise God, is ashamed of the Lord. Amen. Ashamed to speak out loud concerning the Lord. But she spake in her heart, and only her lips moved. But her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. So Eli, the old priest, is watching her, and he sees her lips are moving, nothing coming out. And old Levi says, my, my. Amen. He couldn't discern the Spirit of God. Amen. He said, look at her, she's drunk. She's done come to the temple drunk. And he says this to her. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? How long are you going to be in this state of drunkenness? Time to come out of the state of drunkenness. He said, put away thy wine from thee. Amen. You know how careful, how easy it is for us to judge people? Amen. We oughtn't to judge people. We ought to love people. We ought to point them to Lord Jesus Christ and let them know how much He loves them, and we ought to love them also. But Hannah answers him this way, and Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit and have drunken neither wine nor strong drink. But now watch this. She said, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. She said, I've not drunk anything. I'm not that kind of person. She said, I've come and poured my soul out to the Lord. Amen. I wonder what would happen in America if we could pour our soul out to the Lord one more time. If we could call upon the Lord and mean it from our hearts, praise God, and say, Lord, like she did, pray and ask God to help us. Amen. To give us something that'll encourage us and help that we can help others along this way. So we can come out from under the yoke of bondage of the devil and Satan and sin and live victorious. Like we sung about a while ago, victory in Jesus. Amen. A good godly woman, a woman that loved the Lord, a woman that feared the Lord, was coming before the Lord, the throne of grace, with her petitions. Amen. We see her petition unto the Lord. And we see that her petition was granted. Look at verse number 19. So they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came into the house of Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Sounds like an answer to prayer to me. Amen. What did she ask him to do? Lord, remember me, thine handmaiden. What did the Lord do? The Bible said that he remembered her. What God did? He done exactly what Hannah asked him to do. He remembered her. Praise God. And she conceived. Praise his name. Amen. We see how God moved upon. He answered her, granted her petition, and it offered her that peace. Verse 18 says, she said, let thine handmaiden find grace in thy sight. Now watch, it says, so the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. Amen. Praise God. There was joy come up in her heart because she had brought her petition for God. She had put it out there. She had laid it out there, and she trusted God to hear her petition. Before the old man of God, praise God, before it ever happened, she believed it. The Bible says if we pray, believing, we shall receive. It didn't say we could or we might. It says we shall receive. Now, it doesn't always happen in the way that you think or I think, but the Lord hears and answers prayers in the way that He thinks is best for you and I. Amen? Praise the Lord. So He heard her prayer, and He offered her that peace that passes all understanding. So we see this lady Hannah, and we see not only the promise and the pleasure that she had, but we see her dedication. She was dedicated to the Lord, amen, it tells us. Notice the dedication she has to this little old lad of a boy that God gives her, amen. Her acknowledgement in verse 20. He said, wherefore it came to pass when the time was come after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and she called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. Amen. She said, I'm going to call him Samuel, which means I asked of the Lord. She said, where did this boy come from? She said, I asked the Lord and he gave him to me. Amen. Praise God. She was excited. Praise God. She had a dedication to the Lord, and she had a dedication to the lad. She acknowledged, praise God, what God had done for her. Amen. And notice her actions in verse 21. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. Now I wonder what her husband had vowed. Amen. Wonder what kind of vow he had made to God. Had he been praying also and say, listen, Lord, I love that little old wife of mine. And Lord, I pray what she's praying for, what she's asking for, what she's begging you for. Please, Lord, would you please touch her? Would you offer to her? And Lord, if you'll do that, I'll praise you. I'll give you glory. I'll lift you up and I'll give you all the glory for what you can do. Amen. He was preparing to go up. Amen, praise God. And we see the actions of Hannah. And she's but Hannah went not up. Verse 22, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned. But now listen, she said, and then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever. This is a mother's dedication. She dedicated that young man. She dedicated that little lad unto the Lord. She kept her promise. She kept her vow. She said, Lord, if you'll give me a man child, said, I'll commit him to you. I vow I'll commit him to you all the days of his life. Amen. You know what's wrong with most of us today? We won't take our children and don't want to commit them to the Lord. Amen. Because then we'll have to live right before them, wouldn't we?
Amen.
We'd have to do right, and we'd have to act right, and we'd have to perform the way God would be pleased with. Amen. But she dedicated him to the Lord. Amen. This little lad. Amen. Her dedication to this little fella, to take him and keep him and raise him up in the way that he should go. Said, if we'll raise them up, Proverbs said, if we'll raise them the way they should go, when they're old, they'll not depart from it. They'll have a place they can come back to. Statistics show us that in Bible-believing, fundamental, independent Bible-believing churches like this, that we bring our children up and we nurture them and we love them in, praise God. They may go off, but when they get old and they start to settle in, they start to form families of their own, you know what they said? They said they begin to migrate back to that they come out of. They begin to migrate back to those things that they knew when... You know what? We can look around this auditorium today, and there's probably folks right here. I guarantee, I know there's folks right here, praise God, that left a church like this, went off into the world maybe for a few years or a long time, and then, praise God, all of a sudden you said, you know what? I've got to get back in there. I just need to get back, praise God, to my roots. I need to get back to where there's some substance.
Amen.
Amen. A foundation. And guess what? Here we are. Amen. Praise God. Because somebody was dedicated. Somebody brought you to the house of God. I thank God for my grandparents. On both sides, praise God. Hey, listen, they made sure I made it to the house of God. They'd get me, they'd load me up, and they'd carry me there, and they'd carry me back. Sunday morning, Sunday night, whenever, praise God. If I'd go, whether I wanted to go or not, they'd come get me. I thank God for that. I'm like Brother Bill. I was part of a drug program. Amen. Praise God. They come get me. They drug me back and forth to the house of God because they loved me and they cared for me. But we see Hannah, praise God. She had her actions, praise God, speak louder than words. Amen. The Lord, praise God. She was dedicated not only to the lad but to the Lord. Her willingness to be obedient. Amen. Even to her vows. She was obedient to what she had promised God. Bible says, verse 24, when she had weaned him, the child, Samuel, she took him up with her with three bullocks and one heifer and a flour and a bottle of wine and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. They said the average child was weaned between 2 and 3 years old. She says, I'm going to keep him here at the house. I'm going to train him. I'm going to show him what he'll do till he's weaned. Amen. And then I'm going to take him up. And Elkanah, he said, okay. He said, you do what you feel best, as you're led of the Lord to do. Amen. But he said, don't forget what the promise that you've made. Amen. So she takes him up and she offers his sacrifices up for him. And she takes him, and a little boy. Amen. She had took under her wing, she had raised and she had loved for anywhere from 2 to 3 years. He's still a little fella. Amen. 2 years old ain't real old. That's just the age that you really get into stuff. Amen. Praise the Lord. But it was her willingness to obey the Lord. Amen. And she went up and she offered and she worshiped the Lord here in this place. He said, they slew the bullock and they brought the child to Eli. And she said, oh my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. She said, do you remember me? She said, I'm at the drunken woman that you thought was drunken here. But I was in grieving heart. I was talking to God. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. And I was asking God for a man child. She was rattling his memory to remember, praise God. Amen. She worshiped the Lord there. She brought the bullock. She slew it. She offered up that sacrifice. And she offered up that son to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And we see how God moves upon her. He said, for this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition. She knew who did it. Amen. She was giving praise because she knew how this happened. It wasn't of herself. It wasn't Elkanah. It was the Lord that gave her this child. Amen. Praise God. And so she offers up praise in order to go. And look at chapter number 2, verse 1, and I'm done. And Hananiah prayed and said, My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemy because I rejoice in thy salvation. We see her delight and her prayer. As she prays and just gives God all the glory forever. You know, when God blesses, when God hears us, when God answers our prayers, we need to pray and we need to thank God, amen, for what He's done for us. So she offers up her prayer, but she also offers up her praise. She begins to praise God. And she said, "There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God." There's nothing as stable as our Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing as holy as our Lord Jesus Christ. There's a whole lot of little g-gods in this world. If we ain't careful, we chase off after them. The drugs, the alcohol, the things of this world that so easily beset us. Amen. But the thing that's stable, the thing that's solid is the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, and what He does for us. And a good God-fearing mom, praise God, she realizes that, she recognizes that, and she begins to follow the Lord. And she begins to do those things, praise God, that bring honor and glory, not to her, but to Him, to the Lord Jesus Christ. And she takes this little lad, this little boy, Samuel, who, by the way, will become one of the greatest prophets, greatest men of God registered in the Old Testament. A man of God who would walk with God and speak for God. And God would speak through him. A little old boy that would speak and minister to kings. Amen. Because Hannah made a vow. A God-fearing mom made a vow. Said, "Lord, if you'll give me that little old boy." Said, "I vow to you, I promise you, Lord, I'll raise him up and I'll give him back to you all the days of his life." Amen. And he will abide there with the Lord and there abide forever. Not just a few days. She said, "I'm going to give him back to you." Amen. Because you know how hard that would be? To take that, the one you desired, the one you loved, the one you wanted so badly. And you got him. And you kept him two to three years. And then you take him up there to the temple and you offer him to the Lord. Amen. You take him and offer him to the Lord. And the Bible says, and he said, "There also I have lent him to the Lord," verse 28. "As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord." That word lent means to lend without any anticipation of getting anything back in return. Amen. I'd lent him unto him. And he worshiped the Lord there. I believe that little fellow, praise God, he praised God, worshiped God. A little fellow. You say, "Preacher, he didn't know to worship God." He knowed. Amen. Children are imitators of our parents. They imitate me and you. You say, "Well, my children act out a lot." That's because they imitate us. They act just like us. Scary, isn't it? Amen. But praise God, when we commit ourselves to the Lord, when we offer our children to the Lord, praise God. Now, Mom, if God has blessed you with a youngin', with a child, with neighbors, with kids in the community, praise be to God to live a godly manner before them. To help these little children know that they deserve to be desired. Amen. Not cast away. Not given a phone and put in a corner somewhere to be entertained. We're supposed to love them and desire them and want to, praise God, to be there with them. Amen. And every child, listen to me, every child in this country ought to be dedicated to the Lord. Or to dedicate them. Say, "Lord, this is yours. I want him or her. I want it to be used for you, for your glory." Amen. He said, "Well, preachers, it's too late. My kids is grown. What about your grandkids? What about those that's coming along?" Men ought to be dedicated to the Lord, or to give them back to Him because He's already given them to us. Not only should they be desired and dedicated, but they ought to be developed. They ought to be developing. We ought to be developing our kids into something that God would have them to be, so to be youthful members of society. I want to say that cell phone ain't going to give them much of an advantage in this world. Hello? I know we're living in a computer age, in a technology age, but it's not going to give them much of a foundation in the world. But this blessed old book will give them a foundation they can stand on, they can build upon. Because the Bible says in Proverbs 29:15, said a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Amen. We can't leave them to themselves. They can't raise themselves. Hannah, a good God-fearing mom, she said, you know what, I'm going to take him. She said, I'm going to take him and I'm going to keep him till he's weaned. And I'm going to teach and instruct and put in him what's right. You know what I think? I think he saw mama praying. I think he saw mama praising. I think he saw mama offering up sacrifices and giving to the Lord. Praise him, giving him glory for all that he's done. Amen. Or what he had done for her in hearing and sanctuary. She was a God-fearing mom. Trust in the Lord to give her something, praise God, that she could give back to Him. Amen. That's what we ought to do. We're to raise these children and praise God. But you know what? We haven't, because we haven't been all that we need to do. I'm speaking from experience. You know what happens? Man, we get so caught up in this world and doing all these things that we think we need to do. And I'll just tell on myself. When I was growing up, my kids were little, when they were growing up, I was working 60, 70, sometimes 80 hours a week. And I thought, boy, I'm going to give my kids everything that I didn't have. And I was blessed. It wasn't nothing I didn't have. I mean, I had everything I needed. But I think I'd just give them a little bit more. But you know what they needed? More than a little bit more, they needed a little bit more God. Amen. They needed a little bit more Daddy. There to see them and love on them, praise God. When I could come in and have a time with them, amen. Where I'm not stressed and I'm not running around. We need to take time with our children, amen. We need to take time just to love them, praise God. Desire them, dedicate them, praise God, to the Lord, amen. Develop them into something that'll be useful in society. A person who loves the Lord Jesus Christ and is looking for His appearing. That's what we need today. Amen. They won't get it off their cell phone, but they'll get it off of mine and your life and out of the Word of God. Something to encourage our hearts, encourage our life. We need to be praying. We need to be praying for our families. We need to be praying for our children. We need to be praying for mamas and daddies that God will help them. That we can make a vow to the Lord. Say, Lord, you know what? These that you give me, they're yours. And God, I ask you to help me be that good example to them. So that they can live a good godly life for you. Amen. When it's all said and done.